For South Carolina Public Radio, I'm Tut Underwood.
With this ring,
I thee wed.
I promise you my faith and love. Now and forever.
The wedding officiant wasn't dressed as an umpire, but her words did echo off the walls of Columbia's Spirit Communications Park, home of the minor league Fireflies baseball team. The wedding was part of a wedding planning class at the University of South Carolina. In the program, couples apply for a free wedding planned totally by the students in exchange for giving them total control. According to student Anna Coates, the 63 class members were organized into committees.
And so we had people who were just in charge of the grooms, and then we had people who were just in charge of the reception and the brides and the bridesmaids. So as long as that we were all communicating with each other and so we knew where everyone was on the same page, then it really helped.
All the wedding services, from venue to food to music, are donated, said Coates.
So these linens right here, this is donated. This park was donated, as well as the honeymoon was donated. The dresses as well were donated too, hair, makeup, everything was donated. Nothing came out of our pockets. And so as well as learning how to plan a wedding, we also had to learn how to get donations.
David Hardy was on one of the committees.
Basically, we were involved with finding rings that somebody would be able to donate. And then we also had to find the tuxes for the groom and the groomsman, and as well as the ring bearer as well. And we also had to get transportation as well after the reception and everything's over with. So it was a great learning experience.
The bride and groom were happy with the results. Bride Tanya Kane told how they learned of the opportunity.
We saw it at a bridal show we attended back in the spring, and we thought it was a great way to get married and for an adventure, pretty much. Mark proposed to me at Mardi Gras in Mobile, Alabama, and this was just the perfect ending to, like, a dream.
Kane kept up with her wedding plans by joining the students on occasion.
And I went to class with them on Tuesdays and Thursdays when I was able to, and sit in class. And that was pretty much how I found out about what was going on with the wedding. And of course, they kept something secret.
Groom Mark Kane was cautious at first, but was won over by the students' enthusiasm.
It was a little intimidating to give up total control to college students, but they took the reins and made it almost a flawless event for us. I was kind of wondering when they said the venue was going to be at the ballpark, was kind of wondering how that was going to come off, and it came off pretty much without a hitch, so it was neat to get married at home plate.
The bride said the most enjoyable aspect of the event for her was
that I had somebody else making decisions for me. I'm a good nurse. I'm not a good planner. I'm not a good decorator. So it was very fun letting them make decisions for me.
The class has offered weddings for a decade and has had no trouble finding donors for services, said Coates.
We've had about 20 weddings, and they've all been very, very successful. And so when people find out that we're doing another wedding, they want to donate because that's really awesome publicity for them.
Some of the students said they plan careers as wedding planners. Coates said when it comes time for her own wedding, she might just save money and use the skills she learned in the class to do it herself.
The two have now exchanged rings, have promised and committed to each other their love. Mark, you are now husband and wife. You may kiss your bride.
This report also can be heard on SouthCarolinaPublicRadio.org. For South Carolina Public Radio, I'm Tut Underwood.